Hey, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin. So we've been talking about coatings of different Kelim and whether they are part of the Kli or not. Mecham shetafalo b'chomer b'charsis. If you have a mecham, a hot water kettle that you have a clay around it to coat it, and or some other charsis, like a charsis is a cheres that goes around it, then it becomes tame. Hanogea b'chomer tame. Whatever food or liquid touches the coating becomes tame, because the coating is part of the kli. So since it's part of the kli, ubecharsis tar. But whatever touches that charsis, that earthenware dust of the earthenware, it's like ground up earthenware, becomes tame, because that's not considered part of the kli, because that eventually falls away. Kumkum shenikev. If you have a hot water urn that has a hole in it, vaso Zephas, and you fix it up with some tar. Rabbi Yossi mitar shein yochel kabel sachamin katzonin. Rabbi Yossi says it's going to be tar because it can't really hold hot liquid the way it can hold cold liquid. It would melt the tar. V'chein omer b'klei zephas, and he would say the same thing about kelim that are made entirely out of tar, because you can't hold hot things with them. So if it's like a flimsy plastic cup or something that can't really hold something hot, then it's not a real kli. Klei nechoshes shezavasan. If klei nechoshes have tar that line them to hold them together, and they become tame tahorin. The any food or liquid that touches the tar is going to be tahor, because the klei nechoshes are meant to be used over fire, and all of that tar is just going to melt over the fire, so it's not considered part of the kli. Vim liyayin tamein. But if the kelim were meant to hold wine, so that's not going to threaten the tar in any way, and therefore it is considered to be part of the kli. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, chavis shenikva. If you have a barrel that has a hole in it, and you repair it with more zephes than it really needs, and the barrel becomes tame. Hanogea bitzarka tame. Whatever food or liquid touches the part of the tar that you need to plug that hole is going to become tame, because that's really part of the kli. Yasa mitzarka tahar. But whatever is unnecessary and is just excessive tar is going to be tahar. Zef shenitva ala chavis hanogea batar. If you have some zephes that dripped onto a cheres barrel and stuck to it, and the barrel became tameh, whatever food or liquid touches it is going to be tahar, because the barrel doesn't need that zephes, so it's not considered part of the barrel. That's always the rule. If it needs it, then it's part of it. I mean, if it needs it and it could stay there and it will stay there, then it's part of it. Otherwise, it's not. Mashpech shel eitz shel cheres shepekako bezephes. If you have a wood or klei cheres funnel where the bottom hole was plugged with zephes, with some tar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah metame. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that it could become tame because it's now a base kibble. Rabbi Kiva metame b'shalitz metar b'shal cheres. Rabbi Kiva says if it's made out of wood, it's a base kibble, but if it's made out of cheres, then it does not become tame, because it doesn't do a good job on cheres, so it's not a real container. Rabbi Yossi metar b'shneim. Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't really do a great job in either one, and therefore it's not going to be considered part. It's not going to be able to be considered a real container that has a base kibble. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we had said that when you plug things up with some tar or some pitch, it really depends whether it can stay there, whether it can, or if it's meant to be used with heat, then it won't be able to stay there, and therefore it's not going to be considered part of the kli. And then in Mishnah Ches, we spoke about a barrel that has a hole where you over tar it, so the tar that's needed is part of the barrel, whatever's not needed is not part of the barrel. And we spoke about funnels, that it may depend, three different opinions about funnels that the bottom hole is patched up with some tar, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says regardless it's always going to be tameh. Rabbi Kiva says it depends if it's shel eitz or shel cheres, and Rabbi Yossi says regardless it's always going to be tahar. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the fourth perek of Maseches Kelim.